Deer Season Daily, October 8th, 2025. Brought to you by Rax Big Game Supplements. Give them what they need, how they want it. It's raxmineral.com. You can check out all that, find your local dealer, or order right there online. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of these when they come out. Comment, like, all that kind of stuff as well. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or one of your audio apps, then go ahead and follow us there too. Leave us a review. That really helps us out, supports the podcast. If you want to support in another way, you can go to richhunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there that you like, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off of everything in your order. And we got our scents coming back soon. We got some bucks in the shop finally. We got some does in the shop too. So got the scent coming back. It should be available on the website very soon. And use that discount code RHOPOD to get 10% off of that. So let's get into it here. October 8th. First off, our RHO update. The Ethan Stubbs episode is out. I thought that was an awesome conversation with him. It's always fun to talk to him. He's definitely one of the good guys in the industry. Younger guy that's out there getting it done, making really good content and shooting some really nice deer too up there in Northeast Iowa. So go check that one out if you haven't already. Jared Mills is coming back on the show. You guys may be familiar with him. If you're not, he was with Midwest Whitetail for a long time. Now he's out doing his own thing, really successful with what he's got going on. Same thing as Ethan, puts out awesome content. Those two are two of the best, in my opinion, self-filmers that are out there right now. Two of the best for sure. And he kills some giant deer too. He's got some awesome hunts on his YouTube channel. But he'll be coming back on the podcast, joining us here in the coming weeks, hopefully. We're trying to get that set in stone, scheduled. We've got a date right now, but obviously this time of year that could change if somebody gets a deer down. So stay tuned for that as well. Blake did have a good encounter yesterday evening with one of his target bucks, the same one that he got some video of, I think, about a week ago today. I don't remember if it was the first, second, third, somewhere in there like that. First few days of the season, I think he got some good video of him. But he had a good encounter this evening, got him within 25 yards, but he was through some brush and had some swirling wind going on that might have got him and kind of got that deer out of there. I don't know. He didn't say he completely blew out or anything like that. So hopefully he didn't mess it up too bad or anything like that. But he's on a really good one. He's getting closer with every hunt he's making for him. So fingers crossed he'll have something coming on that very soon. I should be making my first hunt this afternoon. I'm hoping, as long as I can get everything set up today, I still got to get all my hunting stuff out and put together. I've had all my camera equipment finally, I think, lined up. I will definitely forget something. That's me and Ethan were talking about that on that podcast. The first hunt of the year, especially if you're filming, you always forget something. It's kind of good to get the bugs worked out before like the third week of October when things start getting really good. But I'm hopeful for this afternoon that we'll have some movement, and I'll get into that in a little bit. I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to go yet. It'll probably be at the cabin just based off the wind that we're supposed to have, but I got to do some looking, see if there's any other spot that I've got that I could go. Well, I've got two bucks right now on camera that I think I would shoot. One of them's been pretty regular, pretty nice, eight, maybe a nine pointer. I saw a picture of him tonight that he might have a G4 on one side. Not 100% sure. We haven't got like a really good picture of both sides of him yet, but he looks pretty good, even if he's just an eight. I think I would shoot that deer. And then there's another, he's basically an eight. He's got really small fours. I don't even know if they'd go an inch, maybe two, on another farm that I think I would shoot as well. We got a few deer that I think Dad would shoot, so if we can get him out there after one, that'd be awesome too. But again, it's going to depend on wind, and this cold front should be good, but I think we're supposed to have northeast winds through most of it, and right off the top of my head, the best place I have for that is the cabin. I could go to the north farm, sit maybe one of those stands, but we'll see what happens, and we'll see if I'm hunting or if Dad's hunting or what's going on with that. So that's what you can expect coming up from the podcast, the show, all that kind of good stuff. Now on to talking shop. What's kind of been going on? Not much has really changed from yesterday here. No new bucks come in today. Came in yesterday. That's going to be pretty standard throughout the weeks until we really get to around Halloween when guys start taking days off to go hunt through the week. Most people right now are hunting on the weekends. So as we get through the weekends, we'll probably have new updates from the shop, but I'll still bring them to you in case we get a nice deer or a few nice deer in through the week or something. this could be a week where that happens with this cold front, especially as it's happening Thursday, Friday. Look like they are supposed to be maybe the cooler days of this. So maybe we get some nice deer in there, but I'll keep you posted on that. Just not a lot of new on that front right now. The next segment, weather and movement predictions. Today, like I said, first day of this cold front, it actually just went through up north like yesterday, maybe even the day before. And they've had some decent hunts up there from the guys that I've talked to and the guys I've been seeing stuff from. Other people have not had great hunts from it. And it's just kind of one of those deals when you have a cold front come through this early in October, it can be really good. But at the same time, it's still so early that it's hard to say just how much it's going to affect your particular deer that you're hunting. But for the day, we're looking at a high in the low 70s, which is going to be a nice change of pace from the low 80s and mid 80s that we've been having. The low this morning is supposed to be in the 50s. So that's going to be really nice if you're getting out there this morning. I don't know. I've kicked around the idea of maybe hunting Friday morning. It just kind of depends on how things go. I usually don't hunt the mornings this early. There's just too much chance of messing stuff up. But that one buck that's been pretty regular, we've got dynamite entry and exit on that deer getting in and out on one spot that he could potentially come by. So like, I might try that Friday morning. It's supposed to be in the 40s, I think, but we'll see. This morning is supposed to be in the 50s. So that should be a nice, like, again, change of pace from what we've been having. Clear skies most of the day, high pressure rising throughout the morning. So again, another reason maybe you want to hunt the morning. Usually rising pressure is good. High pressure is always good. That's something I talked about with Steve Shirk on the last episode we did with him. He really likes those high pressures. He thinks the deer can sense that kind of stuff, and it gets him up and moving. It looks like it's going to be rising up to 30.3 and then hanging right around there, 30.28 to 30.3 for most of the day. That wind, like I said earlier, north-northeast to northeast, should be less than 10 miles an hour all day. So there's an old saying, wind from the west is the best and trust the east the least, or something to that effect, because a lot of times those easterly winds aren't as true, especially when it's under 10 miles an hour. That's got me thinking those thermals are probably going to pull down in the evening. With that rising pressure, though, little wind in the morning, sunny skies, it could be pulling straight up. So you could probably get away with being about anywhere in the morning. It's just so early that I don't know that I would chance it. But east winds, less than 10 miles an hour, you could have some swirling, kind of like I talked about with Blake this afternoon, which was a little odd because we had some pretty good sustained winds. But especially when it's lower winds like that, you'll have some swirling going on. And the east wind just kind of complicates things a little bit more. So if you got a good spot for an east wind, though, north, northeast wind, be a good evening to try it, or a good morning to try it if you want to go do that. Or maybe you're on your way out already. Just keep that in mind. Where I'm going to be tonight, and where I think you ought to be, is on a green food source, so food plots. I went and checked the cameras at the cabin today. I'm not sure. It's got a bunch of rain. This last shower or this last cell that went through, I'm not sure how much of it hit over there. It was fairly dry on top. Those food plots are coming up, but they really need another good rain, I think. But we'll see. If they did get some rain here over the next week, they should start looking pretty good. I have a little bit of green food there. The clover did bounce back okay. I think between the drought and the browse pressure, it's down a little bit there, but they've been in it. So if I go to the cabin, that's where I'm going to be. I'm over some green food there. Or if I go to the north farm, we're going to be over beans that still have some green in them too. So if you got green food, food plots, beans, that could be a good place to be this afternoon. And of course, acorns. We have got a really good white oak crop this year of acorns, and deer just love that. And I think there's a lot of big bucks killed every year on acorns, especially early in the season, especially if you got a cold front coming through. So if you don't have a green food source to hunt, if you can get back in there in the timber, find you an oak flat or something like that and sit on that, should be pretty good. If anywhere is going to be good, it's going to be one of those places. I'll put it that way. This is the first, like I said, first real cold front of the season. It's not a huge drop, and the temps still aren't cold, so I wouldn't expect a ton of movement. But the first and last hours may be the best of the season so far. Like, this may be our best opportunity to this point. I'm not saying it's going to be great, but it should be. If it's going to be a good early season day, it's going to happen on a day like today. I feel like it's been so hot lately. This cool weather is going to have them wanting to move. High pressure. You never know what could happen on a day like that, even early season. So that brings us to the last segment, which is the tip of the day. And I wanted to get this one out early, so second one of the year, because this is something you're going to be able to use all season long, and I really think you should be doing it. And that is, when you're archery hunting with traditional equipment or compound bow, vertical bow basically, get a practice draw in. So draw that bow back when you get in there and you get settled in, knock an arrow, and just draw the bow back and go through all your shooting lanes. Draw it back in every position, just like you would if there was a deer coming through that shooting lane. Draw it back, and I would just draw it once and then swing over to all your lanes. That way you're not drawing and letting down, drawing and letting down. But you can do that whether you're in a new spot like hang and hunt, or if you're hunting on the ground somewhere, or if you're in a spot that you've hunted for years, like it's just an old spot you keep going back to. I would always do a practice draw. It might not even be that there's a difference. Like I said, if it's that spot you've been hunting forever, you might know that you got clearance to draw on everything. But if you're, even if you're in one of those spots, you might have something changed with your bow. If you're not in one of those spots, that could be the issue, whether it's your back elbow or it's some weeds or sticks or leaves in front of you that you're going to have trouble getting around with the bow, whether it's clearance on the bow or the arrow drawn, or like I said, your back elbow hitting the tree or something. So you always want to check that stuff in a new spot. But even in those old spots, you're looking for something that might change with your bow. Obviously, you're carrying that thing in through the weeds, through the timber, through whatever, bean field, cornfield. It might be getting beat around a little bit. So you want to make sure everything is going to be good. You don't want to find out that you've got issues when that buck's standing there in front of you at 20 yards. Matter of fact, last year I was hunting in a blind. So obviously I knew I don't have any clearance issues there. I've drawn back in this blind, I don't know, several times, plenty of times to know how to do it and what to do. But I went to draw my bow back and I got about 3/4 drawn and it just stopped. Like something was hanging up. So I got to looking at the cams. I was looking at the limbs. Could not find what the deal was. Tried to draw it back again. It got stuck again. Turns out one of the Allen screws on one of my draw modules had come loose and fell down into that slot, and it was actually catching the limb as that cam was trying to rotate through. So I just went in there, and I had Allen wrenches with me. Matt's another bonus tip for the day. Keep Allen wrenches in your pack or something so you can tighten that stuff up. But fortunately, the screw didn't fall out completely. I got it, put it back in, and then everything was good to go. That would have really sucked if there was a 150-inch deer standing 20 yards away and I couldn't get my bow all the way drawn back because I had an Allen screw that was out of it. And I wouldn't have known that had I not done a practice draw beforehand. So tip of the day, make sure you get your practice draws in. Even if it's cold, that's a good way to find out. Keep yourself loose and be able to make sure that you're going to be able to get the bow back in the first place. So practice draws, tip of the day. Keep that in mind. Good luck out there if you're hitting the woods this morning or this evening. And let us know how you do. We'll be back tomorrow with another Deer Season Daily. See you then.